And we're joined on the phone now by Kevin Smith. Kevin is the Director of Public Relations for the Minnesota Twins. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us at the Roadhouse.
Well, thanks for having me.
And, of course, you have no reason you wouldn't. I'm sure there's not much going on in your office right now.
Oh, no, it's about 40,000 of my best friends to my immediate left. But that's okay.
And I'm sure that nobody's asking for interviews, but I really do appreciate you taking the time. How long have you been with the Twins?
This is going into my fourth season.
Fourth season.
I came on right after the legislation was passed enabling the construction of a new Twins ballpark.
Has there ever, in your 4 years, been excitement like this leading into the going into the season?
No, and I don't think there's been this much excitement in 30 years.
I'll bet not.
Here in Twins history. This place is just the excitement surrounding the opening of a new ballpark, the excitement around, our great players and the team that our baseball folks have put together for 2010. It really has all become really the perfect storm of excitement, if you will, as I've used that on a regular basis these days, because since we're playing outside.
Sure.
But I have not seen such interest in our baseball team or this franchise.
Well, when you consider, first of all, just the opening of another season, which always, at least for us baseball fans, is, this is the best time of the year. And then you combine that with the incredible interest in the stadium, signing of Mauer, as you say, the team that's been put together. It really is an exciting time. And it's been in the news so much, but from the looks of it, and I've only seen pictures. My son is with CCO Radio, and he was over the other day to do a story, and he sent me some pictures. What an incredible ballpark.
It really is. It's we're very lucky to have it, and I think it's very interesting to note that a few years ago when that important decision was made about roof or no roof, the decision to play baseball outdoors, an outdoor facility, the way this game was meant to be played, good, bad, and indifferent, really allowed the architects and the builders to do something very special with this site. And this is a very special place. A lot of detail has gone into the construction mm-hmm. and design of Target Field. So we really think that it's a gem.
Yeah, it sure looks that way. And as I understand it, in fact, I tried to order, this goes back a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks, unfortunately, right after Joe Mauer signed, tried to order one of the 20-game packages or a couple of seats, and I think the day before they were still available, and the day I went on, they were completely sold out. So,
yeah, it was decided earlier this week that we were going to discontinue the sale of season tickets. We are at about 24,500 season tickets sold for Target Field in a ballpark that holds 39,500. So
that's amazing.
It's unparalleled in the history of the franchise. We are really Twins fans and sports fans in this state are really living through a historic time. You could put it in perspective a little bit. In last year, our final season in the Metrodome, mm-hmm. which was the opportunity for folks to come down and actually watch Twins games for the very last time
right.
in the Dome. We sold 2.4 million tickets for that season. Already, for the 2010 season, we have 2.6 million tickets sold. And we have not,
haven't put on the uniform yet.
And we haven't put on the regular season uniform yet.
That is
last year, if you want to talk about it from a season ticket perspective.
I was going to ask you how this relates to any other year that the Twins have had in terms
last year in 2009, we had a record-setting 11,000 season tickets sold.
And you're more than doubled that.
And we are 24,500 today.
Amazing.
But what that does, though, Bob, is that it enables us to have more games available to purchase on a single game fashion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've got 47 of our home games are near sellouts.
Gosh,
I hate to say
amazing.
Any game is really sold out because a tip that I'm giving folks now is what I'm seeing is from time to time we will get some tickets returned. Maybe the other team doesn't need as many as we've allotted. Perhaps mm-hmm. Some groups decide they want to change the date of their event or they don't want to do their event, and they return 100 tickets or so.
Sure.
So if there is any game and any fan thinks they want to attend, they should feel free to call us on the 800 number.
Uh-huh.
Very simple. It's 1-800-33-TWINS. Or jump online at twinsbaseball.com and just check back.
Yeah.
I had a real-life experience the other day. I was out on the plaza, out on Target Plaza, and this young couple walked up. They walked right up to the ticket windows, and they came away with two tickets in their hands. And I went over there to them, and they were all happy.
Sure.
And I said, so what'd you end up with? Thinking, you know, it'd be some game in September. And they ended up with a game for the New York Yankees series.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Well, and I suppose with the success that the team has had in selling tickets, as you say, 47 games sold out or nearly sold out, I suppose if there's a downside, and I don't see much downside to the season the way it started so far, but that people would say, well, there's no sense even calling because we'll never get a ticket for any game, when in truth there is almost half the games you can still buy a ticket for.
That's exactly right. I mean, I never was great in math, but if you take 39,504, which is our capacity, and multiply that by 81, that's nearly 3.2 million tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of tickets left.
Sure, sure. No? That's right.
And 81 games is an awful lot of games.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So you stated it well by saying that we don't want our fans to think, oh, I'll never get in.
Sure.
They're all
sure.
sold out. That is not the case.
We're visiting with Kevin Smith, who is the Director of Public Relations for the Minnesota Twins, about the upcoming season. And if I'm not mistaken, I was on the website today. I think it's 11 days till the season opener.
Don't remind me.
However, there is this weekend, I believe, though, a couple of exhibition games. Isn't that right, against St.
That's
Louis?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes, the St. Louis Cardinals in town.
Great.
Playing a couple exhibition games here, and that's a great way for us to get fans in and move around the ballpark, and so we can see traffic patterns, so we can see how the concession lines are going.
Yeah.
We can see how people are getting around the ballpark in case we need to maybe add some signage here or there. You can plan until you get people actually using the facility. You don't quite know what you have until you get folks in here.
I'm sure that's true. Now, last weekend, I think it was, the Gophers played actually the very first game ever played in Target at Target Field. And I know I was listening on the radio as I was driving back up north here, and we listened to the Twins broadcast from spring training, but they were going back to the to Target Field and talking to the announcers for the Gophers game, and a lot of the Twins players were saying they wanted to talk to Gophers players to find out, you know, how the sight lines were and picking up the ball. Has there been any of that as far as the players are concerned, to be able to get a read on the new field?
Well, I know Coach Anderson, the Gophers head coach, said after the game he thought it was a very fair field. What you want in the major league level is you want a field that's flat, which ours is. You want a field that you can cut the grass to a specified height. You know, if the manager wants to have a fast track, then we can cut the grass a little shorter. If they want to slow it down a little bit, we can grow the grass out a little bit. So we've got some things that we can do to accommodate what kind of team we have.
Sure.
We'll not know if it's a hitter's park or if it's a pitcher's park until we get into the season and play a few games.
Sure.
I mean, I'll tell you, I've been here on days when I've been on the field and the wind's blowing one direction, but you look up at the flagpoles in right field, it's blowing a different direction.
And that's outdoor baseball.
And that's outdoor baseball.
You bet.
That's the beauty of it.
Well, I want to shift gears in just a moment to talk about the team, but, you know, I attended, not a lot, but a number of games at the Metrodome, and for as good a utilitarian building as that was, it was absolutely the worst place to watch baseball, except during the World Series. Then it was pretty fun. But
it was pretty good, yeah.
But I do. It'll be interesting to see, because I don't think there's any doubt that the Dome probably was worth 5-6, maybe more games a year wins for the Twins, just because the other teams never did learn how to play there very well. It'll be interesting to see whether there's any kind of those idiosyncrasies in the new outdoor ballpark too.
And exactly right. And that's, you know, that's all about learning the game again. You know, our guys play outside half the season.
Yep.
So playing outside for them is no big deal. But we've got some interesting angles in this ballpark, and our players will have probably a better idea of where that ball is going to carry them out in left and right field.
Right.
They might have a pretty good, a better idea of where that's going to hit on top of the on the fence underneath the overlook as time goes by.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll learn those things as the home team.
And hopefully the visitors won't.
And hopefully the visitors won't.
Right. Well, let's talk about the team just for a sec. What does it mean, and obviously everybody was thrilled, but what does it mean to the franchise to be able to lock up a Joe Mauer for the next 8 years?
Well, it means having the face of your organization in place for a very long time. One of the hard things to do in baseball and any sport when you're in public relations or advertising is, the minute you build a marketing campaign around somebody, you trade them. That's not a great way to spend your marketing dollars.
Right.
But to have not only have Joe Mauer because he's the athlete that he is and he's the player he is, but all the other things that come with it. The fact he's from St. Paul, Minnesota. The fact that we signed him as the number one draft pick when he was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's known nothing but a Twins uniform.
Yep.
He's won many awards. He's the best catcher in baseball. And the fact that, in his words, he will play his entire career at Minnesota just doesn't happen anymore in the modern game. And the fact that the Twins have that guy is really special.
Yeah, I agree. And, I know I was talking to my son, and he said the word on the street was, as big as that contract was, the word on the street was that he could have gotten more had he chosen to go elsewhere. And so I think it says something about Joe, too, that he does want to. I mean, obviously, he's willing to take the money, but he wants to stay here.
Well, 184 million reasons to stay is pretty good.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. Now, who's to know what he could have commanded? Let's say he was an unrestricted free agent on the open market, next year, and you got Boston and New York. What would he have, maybe, 20? My guess was 25, 27 million a year. Who knows?
Sure.
Well, he's at 23.
Yep.
He's home. He's made some comments over the past. When he won his MVP award, we had the press conference, his grandmother and grandfather were in the audience. And he called them out and said how nice it was for him to be able to play in front of his grandma and grandpa and his entire family. You knew at that moment and moments before that had value to him.
Well,
and it has value to us.
Sure.
And that's when it came right down to it. It was Joe's decision to make. And he made, in our view, he made the right one.
Oh,
and I think view of millions of Twins fans, he made the right decision as well.
And quite frankly, in the view of Joe Mauer, I think he made the right one. I think it was the right decision for him. And when you look back on some players, and you're right, in today's game, that just doesn't happen anymore, that one player plays their whole season or whole year, or career, with one team. But it's those guys that really... Excuse me, and I hate to use the word beloved, but, when you think about a guy like Kent Herbeck, who grew up within sight of the old Met and played his whole career with the Twins and will not have, Hall of Fame numbers, but is still, I think, probably one of the top five most favorite Twins of all time.
Oh, there's no question. And, we Minnesotans love the fact that our players stay here.
Mm-hmm.
Any sport, anywhere you go, I think fans respect that. But it just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
And it would be great if Joe Mauer were a journeyman catcher who just kind of lumbered along and stayed with one team his whole life. Well, that's not the case.
No.
He's got one of the top players in the game.
Yep. Absolutely.
I mean, there are people, I got phone calls from people in Boston and New York, and emails. I mean, just like we completely blew the air out of their balloon, and it was great.
We're visiting with Kevin Smith, the director of public relations for the Minnesota Twins. Kind of on the other side of it, obviously, there's a lot of anguish, a lot of sadness over the injury to Joe Nathan, who has been one of the top two premier closers, probably in Major League Baseball for the last several years. How bad is that going to hurt?
Well, it does hurt. Joe is a leader in that bullpen. And our bullpen has been very young over the years. And he's been kind of the rock, not only in the bullpen from a leadership perspective because he's a senior statesman, but what he's done on the on the mound when they give him the ball. So yeah, there's no question that's a loss. But on the other hand, he'll be able to rehab up here in Minnesota because now we have state-of-the-art facilities. We have the weight room, we have the training facilities, we have everything he needs to rehab here. So our hope is he will do that, and his presence will be in the clubhouse and in the locker room, you know, with all the guys. So that's helpful. Now, what does that mean for our bullpen? It's time for someone's got to step up.
Yeah.
You know, our manager has made a decision. It's going to be closer by committee right now. And his hope is that somebody over the course of the season steps up to kind of take that closer role and fill in for Joe for this year so we can get him back next year.
Well,
you know how it is in sports. When somebody goes down, it's somebody else's opportunity, and we've got to look at it that way as well.
That's right. That's right. And once again, injuries are a part of the game. You hate to see it, and certainly with a guy like Joe Nathan. But, and, you know, when somebody mentioned the other day they had seen that and used those very words, closing by committee, and, you know, you have the tendency to, oh, my gosh, that's not going to work. But, you know, when you look at Gardy's record and the way he handles ballplayers, maybe the rest of us just ought to shut up and let him do what he's doing.
And just kind of let it go for a little while.
Let him do what he's doing.
I kind of joked around. I said, hey, you know, everyone, of course, you know, and when we lose our players, it affects us in the front office.
Oh, sure.
We know these people. We know them as people.
Yeah.
You know, we know their wives. We know their kids. And, you know, it's tough on us as front office people who know them. And I said, hey, and our staff was kind of down. And I said, hey, guys. Listen, if we're up 8-3 every day, we don't need a closer.
That's right. If the rest of them do what you hope they're going to do, it'd be just fine.
All right.
Well, I know how busy you are, Kevin. And again, I want to thank you sincerely for taking the time to be with us. It's such an incredibly busy and just such an incredibly exciting time. There are a lot of big Twins fans up here, and we're all really looking forward to the season. And again, thank you so much for taking time to be with us.
It is certainly my pleasure, and I'll be happy to join you anytime you want to have me on.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Okay, Bob. Thanks.
Take care.